Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here, the 75th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Florian Treppmeister. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Buonasera.
So Florian, you're here with the last film by Andreas Goldstein, Adam and Evelyn. You're
yes.
Adam.
Welcome. Yes.
The first man.
Yes.
Well, kind of, yeah, in a certain, you know, an exact point of time, you embodied the first man, or maybe the old man that's trying to be the first man.
Yeah, in a way it is the first man and the last man, because Adam, to be honest, it's not his real name in the movie. Maybe it's a spoiler alert now, but his name is Lutz in reality, but everyone calls him Adam. So it's like he's living in his inner paradise. It's not a question of a country or German, Eastern Germany. It's in a state of mind in which Adam and Eve seemed to live, but it started to crumble, and the coincidence is that the political changes and the changes in Evelyn at first match up, so it's kind of a historical and personal tragedy or story.
Mm-hmm. And you exactly sort of this counterpoint between you and the character mm-hmm. of Evelyn, so you and even today as well we still have that sort of we can call it nostalgia, or
yes.
In a way we can sort of like back then you had the hope of a better world, but maybe that better world didn't happen, and you kind of embodied these two parts that of course we can see in hindsight, but then the present is still real. Mm-hmm. What was your preparation for this? Because you know you can have so many different nuances.
Thanks for the question. I have to interrupt you because I totally understand it. You're absolutely right. At first, I started to look for documentations or some stories about living in a dictatorship, like because when the German Republic collapsed, I was 10 years old, so I didn't have any experiences back then. But today it's like living in North Korea, so I just took a look at some documentations, but it didn't make any sense to me because this was not the story I was supposed to tell. So it was like today I would call it like he sleepwalking. He's living in his with his girlfriend. He's living in a peace of mind, you know. And so the dictatorship is not important at all. Mm. It's what you have to lose. So I try to balance between the sleepwalking character and living in his own dream world, and everything's fine, everything will be okay, even if it's not okay right now. And on the other hand, coming to terms with the realization of what's at stake. So he's losing his paradise, he's losing his love, he's losing his job and his country. So I tried to balance between those two things, to start with a clean slate, so to say, and to start a paradise character, and to end without losing the character, trying to save what's left of the paradise within himself.
Mm. And tell me, this is more a curiosity, you know, sort of in broader terms, but as an actor, did you find some sort of maybe like a, or did you encounter some sort of difficulty having already like a book? You know, there's already a character set through words,
mm-hmm.
and then of course there's a filter mm-hmm. of the director, and then you embody mm-hmm. the director's vision of a book. Is there something maybe, this is the first time that I ask this question, but
it's wonderful. I'll be brutally honest with you.
Yeah.
I started reading the novel. Mm-hmm. And I stopped after about 50 pages because it's a whole different world, and I didn't want to. I just wanted to try to experience what the director and the author of the play had in mind. And this was something, to a certain extent, something completely different from mm-hmm. the book. They saved what I think is the core of this character, but all the rest, which I couldn't play, I didn't want to read it all.
Sure.
But I have one big plus, to be honest. I'm not German. I'm the only actor in this film, besides the Hungarian actors, who's not German. So it's kind of easier for me to be, you know, like a little bit out of the box, sure. like everyone else. I'm Austrian, so I don't have any package or any luggage of history with me. I'm just going there like the paradise it's supposed to be.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Okay,
you're welcome. Thanks for your questions. Have a nice day.
Thanks for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.